Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman, strangely weak, is led to the exalted presence of the Raz, ruler of Apollo, to plead not only for the existence of the Apollonians, but for his own life as well.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, I'm sure glad to tell you that you can still get your Crusader ring. That's because Kellogg's Pep doesn't want a single one of you to feel left out. When you see all your friends wearing one, I know that every one of you fellas and girls will want to have one, too. Besides, this Superman Crusader ring means a lot. It identifies you as a Superman Crusader, too. Shows that you're in the know about Superman's crusade for good Americans. And then, this ring is such a slick-looking job. It's shiny and silver-looking, with Superman's picture standing right out big and smiling on the front, and the word Superman Crusader printed clear and plain on the side. Adjustable, too. Sure, you can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of such sturdy metal with such a durable silver-like finish, it'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, here's the dope about how to get your Superman Crusader ring. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Remember, that's P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When Superman arrived on the planet Apollo to warn the inhabitants they were in danger of destruction, he found himself in mortal danger. Fighting for breath and robbed of his great strength, he discovered his condition was apparently due to the lack of some necessary element in the atmosphere of Apollo, and that this could be corrected only when a lantern burning what the Apollonians called a sacred oil was brought near him. After regaining some of his strength with the aid of Thane, an aged scientist, and his daughter Lalo, Superman insisted on being taken to see the Raz of Apollo, supreme ruler of the planet. For, as he told Thane,
if I can convince the Raz that Apollo is in danger of destruction, I may be able to save the lives of all who live on this doomed planet.
As we continue now, the white-bearded Thane, carrying the crescent-shaped lantern in front of Superman, leads the Man of Steel into the Temple of the Raz, a high-roofed amphitheater. There, on a raised dais, sits the ruler of Apollo, a wiry middle-aged man with a hawk-like nose and a thick braid of black hair growing from the top of his otherwise shaven head, on front of which is tattooed a golden circle, bright as the tunic of beaten gold in which he is clothed. At his feet sit his three ranking court astrologers, their heads too entirely shaven, and their skulls tattooed with symbolic marks of the zodiac in gleaming silver. Temple bells begin a solemn tolling as Superman, still supported by Thane, approaches the royal dais, which is guarded by a dozen huge, ferocious giants, 9 feet tall, and fully as powerful as Superman himself. 100 men, court favorites of the Raz, who are seated on stone terraces, don the strange helmets, similar to those worn by Superman and Thane. And as the two men pause before the throne of the Raz, regard their red and blue clad prisoner with hostile curiosity. Suddenly, the Raz raises his hand. The temple bells cease tolling. A hush falls on the assemblage. At a nod from the ruler, Thane speaks.
Oh, my Raz, ruler of the universe, I commend to you this stranger who has come to us from another world to bring a message of utmost importance. I beg that you listen and give heed to his words.
What mean you, he comes from another world? Do you, my court astrologers, know of the existence of other inhabited worlds?
Nay, O Raz, there are none.
None except those inhabited by spirits of our dead?
Then the stranger must be a spirit who has returned here for some purpose.
Nay, that is not so.
Of course not. I come from Earth.
It must be so.
It can be nothing else.
Hold silence. Tell us, stranger, if you are not a spirit, Are you then a spy from some distant conquered tribe which smarts under my rule?
Certainly not. On the contrary, I have come here to save your life and the lives of your people.
What is that you say?
He speaks the truth, Oraz. I can prove he is no spy.
Then speak, then.
This stranger who calls himself Superman drank of the liquid which turns men to stone. 7 days have gone by, and still he has given no signs of ossification. Does not that prove that he is not of this planet?
Aye, it does.
It proves, but that he is a spirit from a star of the dead.
An evil spirit come here to do us harm.
I wish to hear what he has to say. It will amuse me. Speak, stranger.
I come, as I told you before, from another planet. A planet called Earth, which is inhabited by millions of people, living, breathing humans.
It is a lie!
There is no planet inhabited by people other than ours.
All other planets are peopled by spirits.
Silence! Let none speak other than the stranger. Proceed. Why did you come here?
Because scientists on Earth have discovered that your planet is in danger of utter destruction.
How is that possible?
Almost any day, perhaps even any moment, your planet may leave its orbit and plunge toward the sun, coming so close that every living thing here will be burned to a cinder.
What say you to that, my astrologer?
It is sheerest nonsense, sire.
Such a thing cannot happen.
Listen to me, sire. Heed this stranger, for I know he speaks the truth. For some time, my observations have indicated that all goes not well with our planet. This I have communicated to you, and you, in your infinite wisdom, have chosen to disregard my warning.
It is my belief that this is still nonsense.
No, no, listen to me.
It is a conspiracy against you, Oraz, between Thane and this spirit, whose presence he has conjured up through some strange magic.
That's ridiculous. Will you please let me...
Thane has long been known to oppose your rule, Oraz. Know you not that he cannot be trusted?
Heed me, sire.
Hold, Thane. My astrologers speak words of wise counsel, since I have long known that you think me a despot, that you have decried my ruthless conquering of weaker tribes, that you frown with angry displeasure on our enslavement of the giants. Is that not so?
It is true, sire. The slavery is wrong, that all men have an equal right to live peacefully in freedom.
You hear that, sire?
You believe now that Thane conspired against
wait
you?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Thane is right about all men being free, but what's that got to do with the fact that if you don't act soon with me, you'll be destroyed?
Again, we say that is nonsense.
It is impossible.
It is not impossible. It's happened before. Listen to me a moment. Let me tell you about that. Some years ago, another planet, Krypton, was in danger of destruction. This came to the attention of a man of science like Thane, who attempted to warn his people of their danger, but they ridiculed him as you ridiculed Thane. But he continued to warn them, right up to the fateful day when strange rumblings were heard on Krypton. But they laughed at it. This time for the last time. Before long, the hour of destruction of Krypton arrived. It was too late for the scientist to save even himself or his wife. But he used a small-scale model of a rocket ship he had designed in which to save his son. And at the very instant that Krypton exploded into a million pieces, the tiny rocket ship bearing the child was launched. Finally, it arrived safely on Earth, where the boy grew into a man.
How know you this story so well, stranger?
Because I was that child. I came to Earth from Krypton.
You?
Yes. That's why I risked my life to come here to save your people from the fate suffered by all on Krypton.
It is a trick, sire.
No.
A trick to remove you from power.
Heed not the selfish mouthings of the astrologers, Omairoz. This stranger speaks the truth.
Of course I do. Give me your cooperation and I'll help you build spaceships of the light, strong metal I've noticed here. In those ships, I can take you all safely to Earth.
Let us begin at once and work quickly, sire.
No, no. This stranger is a spirit who would take us all to the star of the dead.
He conspires with Thane to destroy us, sire.
Fools that you are.
Silence!
I wish to consider the words of the stranger and his relationship to Thane. Slaves, take them to an anteroom and guard them well.
Command of the Roz, the weakened Superman, still half supported by Thane, is led away to await the ruler's judgment. What will happen? We'll know in a moment when we return for the suspenseful climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, you'd be mighty proud to be identified as a Superman crusader, wouldn't you? To be a part of his fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship? Well, the way to do it is to wear a Superman crusader ring. And Kellogg's Pep has fixed it so that you can get one of these slick-looking rings. And I mean they're terrific, made of sturdy silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Superman's picture stands right out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain on the side. And the ring's adjustable, so it's easy to fit right on your finger yourself. Now, how do you get your Superman Crusader ring? Why, it's easy. Ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Tear off the box top and send it along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40. That's 40 Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that now? Send one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40. That's 40 Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In an anteroom of the Temple of the Roz, Superman and Thane await the judgment of the ruler of the planet Apollo. Guarded by six giants of fabulous strength, Superman retains consciousness only by sitting near the burning lamp, whose fumes provide an element lacking in the atmosphere of Apollo. Suddenly, the temple bells begin their solemn tolling.
What are the bells tolling for now, Thane?
That signifies that the Roz is ready to pass judgment.
Uh-oh.
The guards indicate that we shall go with them now. Come.
It is my considered opinion, stranger, confirmed by my wise men and astrologers, that you are in truth a spirit returned from a star of the dead.
No, listen to
me. Hold your tongue when the Roz speaks.
Further, I am in accord with the opinion that you have come here in a fiendish attempt to destroy me and my people.
How can you believe that nonsense?
It is likewise my belief that you, Thane, have conspired with this stranger.
Oh, no, Tyre.
Ridiculous.
Or you have shown yourself to be the stranger's friend, where you have often shown yourself to be my enemy. Therefore, it is my decree that on the morrow, as dawn breaks, Thane shall be forced to drink of the liquid which shall turn him to stone.
Oh, no.
You can't do that.
I won't let you.
What can you do against my giants without the flame of the sacred oil to give you breath?
Tis only too true, Superman.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
As for you, stranger, you are to be placed in a dark cell, to be kept there without food and drink, until your spirit departs once more to the star of the dead. Take them away.
Helpless to defend himself and his friend, Thane, Superman tries to force strength back into his once powerful muscles, then groans in frustration as he watches the giant slave soldiers advance on him. With Superman seemingly helpless to resist the fate to which both he and Thane have been condemned, what will happen to him now? And to the people of the doomed planet Apollo. Tomorrow's episode is packed with thrills and excitement, gang. So don't miss a minute of it. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is the copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, who's in the know about kids in other countries, how they look and how they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. Boy, will the kids in your family have a load of fun with these dolls of all nations, cutting them out and changing their costumes and collecting all six countries in the series, like Switzerland, Russia, and Sweden. Two cutout dolls on every package in full color. That's dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbled. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.